The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we're in Colorado Springs. We're at Smith Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and I'm with Mike Robinson. Mike, thank you so much for inviting us out here and letting us have this time to chat with you. Today we're going to talk about technology and how that is evolving and changing the way that you do business.
Today, more than ever, I mean, if we go back in time, Ben, to our time together, we had pagers and we had radios, and we did the best we could with that. Phones, there was no mobile phones back then or anything, but dinosaurs roamed the earth, right?
Well, you had your change and you actually had to go find the payphone to call back into the office.
That's a true statement. Isn't that crazy? To think in our generation, basically, we've gone from there to today. You have to embrace the new technologies today. And that goes from the CRM modules that are out there. At the top end, I would say the most expensive is ServiceTitan. I do not recommend that software for anybody who's a mid-size HVAC plumbing electrical company. They're very expensive. They have great stuff, but it's just beyond expensive for the middle-sized contractor. I'd say if you're under $10 million, you don't need their software. There's House Call Pro, and there's others out there. We use both House Call Pro and ServiceTitan. In our smaller divisions under a different brand, we use House Call Pro because I'd love to use ServiceTitan, but it was adding those technicians in there on these other companies was another $10,000 a month, and that wasn't going to happen. But the technology is there for ours, for Smith, which is a $20 million business. We can justify the high price of ServiceTitan. But beyond that, today, you really have options such as AI. We are rolling out, and we're 97% of the way there with our AI phone answering technology. What that does is it's a much better experience for your customer than a call answering service where it rings sometimes 10, 12, 14 times before somebody picks it up. The customer is not going to wait. They're inconsistent in what they tell the customer, whereas AI is consistent every time. They never change. The script is the same. And for the most part, there's a lot of people who don't even know it's AI. We call our AI Sarah. And you know, we are constantly tweaking that. But AI from a call center perspective, we're running a $20 million business in three lines. So we have the HVAC, the plumbing, and the electrical. We're running that whole thing with two call takers and one dispatcher.
I think, you know, back when you had the $5.5 million organization in Racine, Wisconsin, we had probably four or five call takers. I think there was three dispatchers that we ended up having at one point in time.
Well, in all fairness, that business from a transaction perspective was probably, in today's dollars, was probably a $14, $15 million business. Remember, we were selling furnace and air conditioning stuff for $3,900.
Right.
I mean, today the base price is three times that. So we had a lot of transactions, so we had more people, but the biggest thing was is we had extended hours. Remember, we were service-based. Yeah. So we'd go from 7 a.m., I believe it was till 7 or 9 p.m.,
right,
Monday through Thursday, and then we also offered real live support and service on Saturdays and Sundays as well. So we were very service-based back then, and so we needed more people.
But I mean, were pagers?
Yeah, we had pagers.
A radio tower.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, and so some of the costs were a little less too. I mean, when you put in phones and iPads and technology and all these trucks, there is a cost to that over and above what our cost was. It was fairly small relative to today. But the AI call center is very big. The your technology that you bring to the table is world class. The training modules, the virtual reality training modules, the online classes you can take. I mean, training, the technology today is amazing, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the infrastructure. The infrastructure, and from an accounting perspective, I mean, I think we had three or four accountants back then. I mean, we're running this whole business with three accountants. Hmm. The technology is just better to do the interactions with, I mean, banking transactions back then, you got the checks. And you were hand entering all this stuff. Today, all that flows, right?
Right.
Invoices, you're matching deposits, all that's done electronically. So that's helped. The biggest thing for us has been AI in the areas of call taking and dispatching.
Hmm.
And there's many companies out there I give you examples of, but that are running 20 to 30 field technicians with one dispatcher.
Hmm.
Because 90% of the dispatch function is already done before it hits the dispatch board.
You know, one of the things we talked about back 20 years ago was that your optimized ratio was for every one person in the office, you had three people out in the field to support that. What would you say your ratio is at today because of technology?
We're at that about 3+.
Okay.
3.2. It's not too far over there. And the reason for that is I'm kind of staffed for not what we're going to do this year.
Uh-huh.
I've committed to some staffing that for my growth plans. Now, smaller contractors out there, be very careful. I'm adding overhead is an immediate expense. Whereas maybe building your sales division takes time, or your revenue takes time to build. When you add overhead, it's immediate. So be very careful with that. But we've added some people. Like, we just added a content creator for our business. Mm. We waited for a long time to do that. But now we have somebody in the field with our guys every day, gaining video testimonials of customers now. Mm. But also showing the difference. When somebody says, well, what do you mean you're doing... you're going to do duct cleaning and AeroSeal, or duct cleaning, duct sealing. What does it mean when you say, well, I need UV technology or higher filtration? Talk to me about that, because people don't know the industry like we do. When you can visually show them how, based on videos they can watch or whatever, it's much easier to get them to understand. Whether they buy or not, it's up to them. We're not pushy, but at least they know.
It's interesting you talk about that. That's another technology that has just really evolved over time, needing to have a content creator for social media and just being out there and in front of people on a consistent basis, always building more content.
And I have to be honest with anybody watching, we were not good at that. We were not. So we grew based on sort of old school stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Direct mail, some TV, a little radio, billboards, word of mouth, internal marketing of our own customer base. So we grew the old-fashioned way. And it wasn't until, you know, looking at some of the competitors, both in my marketplace as well as talking to other contractors that are growing and doing very well, the visual component of your website, your YouTube channel, all of those things, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, because you're out there even more than me and you're seeing these things. You need to have something. And again, don't ever think as a contractor that you have to be perfect. Don't ever think you have to hire somebody to do this. Take your iPhone or any phone that's got a video on it and just start videotaping some of the stuff you're doing. When you come across something like, you know, hey, here's a good example of, and I'll use, we're in HVAC, but I'll use a plumbing thing. Here's a good example. You go to a water meter, and they've got old gate valves on there that are 40 years old. Mm. Well, if they have a flood event, how in the world is that going to be shut off? It's not. In HVAC, even a better thing is you go sometimes with people and just taking pictures or videos of, you take the protective cover off of the unit, and it looks like a dead animal pelt on it, right? Well, you take a picture of that, and then what, it looks dirty and clean, and just think about putting putting a mask on your face and trying to breathe.
Yeah.
It's much more difficult, and that's what's happening to your unit. So the more video, the more, we used to use pictures and stuff, but the more video, the more communication you can do, the more you engage your customer base, and it just brings to light your company and what you're doing. So I highly recommend that you get pictures and video. It doesn't have to be special. It doesn't have to hire people. Just use your phone and say, look, here's a situation where we had a failure because the contactor wasn't sealed, wasn't sealed into the unit properly or installed properly. And just show a picture of it. This is what happens when you don't use good techniques as technicians. Here's what happens to the unit. Or there's a million different things.
But. Well, and another technology I think that has evolved so much over time is financing. I remember back when I was financing jobs, and it was mandated by you that we had to finance over 70% of our jobs, but I had to go and get a paper credit app, had to bring it back into the office, we had to fax it in, had to wait for an approval to come back, then we had to fill out the paperwork, and we had to have a financial calculator figure out the total of payments, the monthly payment, and everything else. And if you got something wrong on it, then you had to go back to the customer and get it signed again. Today, financing is so much easier.
Yeah. If you're not tied into financing and payment options as a contractor, you're significantly handicapping yourself. We finance probably 70% of our jobs, not of our total revenue, but 70% of our projects, both for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, about 70% of them are monthly payments. And so you have to be able to do that, and you have to have multiple options. So you may have one as a primary, but mm-hmm. you may have others. And then if you have more than one option, they also come out with specials. So they run specials too. So you have the financing provider that you are using, their rates are a little higher, somebody else comes out with a little better rates for you to offer the customer a better deal, you can switch. And it's seamless because it's either an app on your phone that you can immediately do, or your iPad, or it's, in our case, through ServiceTitan, when they bring it up to the customer, all the options are available for them to just pick, and then they don't even leave the app, and they can go and find out if they're approved, like within seconds or minutes at the most.
Right, right. And, you know, when I hear people say, well, no, it's too complicated or it's too difficult, I always just think back to what we did before all of these apps were available and technology was available, and still the high financing rate that we had. The standing joke around the office was we do take cash, but we need two forms of ID, and we need your firstborn child in order to take cash. Financing's easier. And it always has been for consumers.
I will tell you, too, is that if you're not in that world, you're terminal. Because the big players in the market that are coming to the market, they're not slowing down. Mm. The big players coming to the market offer so many conveniences to the customers that you will not be able to compete. So if you're not doing it right now, put it on your to-do list in the top three and get multiple easy-to-use financing options for your customers, or they're going to crush you.
Well, you and I were talking earlier, and we're talking about a contractor that we both mutually know that's out in California that did huge billboard campaigns. But what the billboard, it was simple, it was easy. Get a brand new air conditioning system for $99 a month, They had billboards everywhere. And it was funny, I went back and talked to him. I said, well, how many air conditioning systems do you sell at $99 a month? I said, it's not many. I sell a lot at $129 a month, a lot at $159 a month, but we know so many customers are reactive. They have no idea how much an HVAC system should cost, but if they've been driving by those billboards and now their system's out, you've at least got your foot in the door. You're going to get a shot at that opportunity.
100%. We everything we present is based on a monthly payment. Hmm. If they want to pay the full amount, we have to go to a different area in order to get the full amount, because everyone's a payment buyer today, mm-hmm. everybody. And if you're not offering it, you're definitely trailing the contractors in your market.
So tell me, how do you see technology evolving over the next couple of years, or how do you hope to see it evolve over the next couple of years?
Well, a lot of things, the technology, we didn't really touch on the technology actually in the equipment either. So the technology and the equipment's getting to the point right now where you can know your customer's going to have a failure event before they have it. There's the more and more in the industry, we have to get to the point where we are getting notices ahead of time before there's an outage or failure event. We use a technology that we call fault before failure, and it will tag us with an email saying that Mrs. Jones' air conditioner is taking longer than normal to reach temperature. Well, we know most of the time that's a restriction, either in the filtration or the coil, indoor coil or outdoor coil. So she hasn't failed yet, because you know that unit's going to fail on July 4th.
Right.
Or the furnace is going to fail, you know, on Christmas Day. So what this allows us to do, that technology has to be embraced by the contracting community. You have to set aside time to learn the technology. You have to. This is not, oh, well, you know, I did it the old school way. The old school way is quickly becoming very difficult to make a living at. That technology allows you to call the customer and schedule a pre-failure event service call or maintenance call and get their system up and running before they ever have a failure event, which is important to that relationship. The other thing I'll tell you, and I've heard some big guys say this, and maybe I'm just too old school, but people go, oh, the service agreement is dead. Nobody's going to, that's not the way to do it. And a couple of big, younger, large, successful contractors say, oh, that's dead. Well, that may be true in a market of 8 million people, but then is not true in a market of 20,000 people or 200,000 people. You need those relationships in our business because you're not always going to be able to hunt the next job. You have to farm it. And farming is done through service agreements. And the service agreement that you have with a managed solution, whether that was from the manufacturer and the communication like Daikin has and the Goodman brands have on the higher end, where they communicate and they send you alerts through their network. Or if it's an older piece of equipment where you've added a monitoring system to it, getting notifications when the customer's having issues allows you to stay ahead of the curve, allows your employee base to be more balanced. Because now you're not reacting every single time there's a problem. And there will be problems when you have block coils or dirty filters or something. When it gets to be 90 to 100 degrees, that system's going to give you a problem. And rather than sending a tech out because the filter was dirty 2 weeks ago, now you know and you can have them change it out.
Right. You can be much more proactive instead of reacting to the situation. It makes your employees happier. Makes your customers happier.
It doesn't necessarily mean you run less calls, because there's people out there that can't get to them, so you get new customers. But it just means that the customers who invested with you over the long term through their service agreement, they're getting service usually pre-need, pre-failure, and they just, that just makes them happy.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this series with you and spending some time with you, getting to see and hear how you're building this business and you're putting it together. You know, I can't wait for us to come back again in the future and to catch up with you, see what you're doing. We are in talks right now. You've got a passion, obviously, of giving back to the industry. You're doing classes and workshops for us. You've done the marketplace pricing workshop, and you've literally met with, probably thousands of contractors over your career that you've helped mentor and teach a lot of these principles to. But you have built an unbelievable training facility here. And you and I have been talking about taking those contractors that are looking to go from $10 million to the $20 million mark and basically doing a boot camp for them. And so for everybody that's out there, please stay tuned. We're going to get messages and information out there to you as how you can get involved and be able to come out and spend some time here at Smith Plumbing and learn how you can grow and scale your business in a sustainable way if you are looking to grow to that next level and making that jump from $10 to $20 million. Mike, thank you so much for all
you do. Oh, my pleasure, Brent. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate you. For all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead, hit that like button. Also, make sure that you're subscribing to our channel if you're listening to us on a podcast. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you're following us so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we do have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,